Welcome to this deep dive into the Noelian universe. It's a framework, I guess you could say, that explores the interplay of control and chaos.
Yeah, and it draws on some pretty diverse sources, like science, philosophy, even theology.
It's fascinating, right? Like, it paints a picture of individuals kind of gathering at a metaphorical crossroads.
Yeah.
All searching for purpose and, you know, a deeper understanding of existence.
Right. And a central concept in all of this is the Noelian labyrinth. It basically represents, like, the complexities of human experience as this almost like multidimensional space.
It's where, as I understand it, logic and intuition intersect, and where engaging with the unknown is key to unlocking personal transformation. So love is presented as a guiding force within this labyrinth.
Yeah, not just like a simple emotion, but as this fundamental force, like the thing that binds the universe together.
The source material even suggests that love has the power to transform chaos into order and create beauty amidst despair. It's a powerful concept, you know?
Definitely. And then you have this Noelian concept of the instant, the point where the past and future converge.
So it's like a critical juncture for exercising free will.
Exactly. It emphasizes the power we have to make choices, especially the choice to choose love over hate, shaping our destinies.
And how those choices sort of contribute to this grand symphony of existence.
Exactly. Which brings us to this fascinating triadic dance concept, where science, philosophy, and theology each provide a different lens to view the universe and our place within it.
Okay, let's break that down. So from a scientific perspective, what's the focus?
Well, the source material refers to it as C, emphasizing the tangible, the measurable. It's all about observation, you know, and understanding these trajectories of particles coming from a source they call ultimaton, guided by the Noel equation.
Interesting. And this scientific perspective emphasizes control, right?
Yes, exactly. It highlights humanity's ability to shape the physical world through knowledge and innovation.
Okay, so then what about philosophy? How does that fit into the triadic dance?
Well, philosophy is symbolized as Isiris. It's all about diving into the instant, that intersection of past and future, you know, where self-awareness meets this vastness of the cosmos. It's about constantly questioning, you know, trying to make sense of the paradox of human existence within this massive, potentially chaotic universe.
So philosophy within the Noelian universe encourages deeper self-awareness.
Exactly. And then we have theology, which is represented as C plus bis.
And that explores entropium, the realm of the future.
Right. The source material describes it as this like ocean of collapsing wave energy pulling us towards a destination that's shrouded in mystery.
So there's this sense of like mystery and maybe even a bit of apprehension about the future.
Yeah, definitely. And the source material infuses this realm with echoes of ancient prophecies, these timeless human longings.
So how does theology fit into this whole framework?
Well, it invites us to explore faith, love, and compassion. It emphasizes recognizing our interconnectedness, that we're connected beyond just time and space. And then there's this concept of the divine embrace, which suggests a return to the source, a kind of cyclical nature of existence. It's interesting how the source material uses such a powerful imagery, like the emerging rush of particles for the scientific view and the collapsing ocean of possibility, to describe the theological perspective.
Right. It really drives home the distinct approaches each discipline takes to understand existence. So going back to this ultimaton, it represents that source of particles, the tangible aspects of existence, all governed by the Noel equation.
Yeah. It suggests that there's this inherent order underlying the universe, intertwining with this idea of control.
But not control in a negative sense.
Right. It's more about humanity's ability to understand and shape the physical world, you know, using our knowledge and creativity.
So it's like we're constantly unraveling the universe's mysteries and using that knowledge to create. But then that raises the question of how much control we actually possess over everything around us. I mean, the Noelian universe seems to acknowledge both the power of human ingenuity and the inherent unpredictability of the universe.
Absolutely. It's this constant tension between control and chaos that keeps coming up. And that's where philosophy comes in, acting as the interpreter, constantly questioning and seeking to make sense of this paradox of human existence.
So philosophy in this context isn't just some abstract pursuit.
No, not at all. It's a means of understanding ourselves and our place in this grand scheme of things. It leads to like a deeper self-awareness.
And that self-awareness then influences our choices, our actions in those crucial instants where free will comes into play.
Exactly. We're not just products of our past or, you know, pawns in some predetermined cosmic game. We're active agents shaping our own paths.
Which brings us back to theology. and this entropium, the realm of the future, that ocean of collapsing wave energy, there's a certain, like, uneasiness, even a bit of trepidation about the future as it's presented in the Noelian universe, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, for sure. But it also highlights the cyclical nature of existence, this idea that everything eventually returns to the source through that divine embrace.
So it's emphasizing this interconnectedness of all things.
Right. And within this theological realm, the source material emphasizes faith, love, and compassion as, like, essential qualities for navigating the uncertainties of the future.
It's interesting, though, how the source material connects theology with ancient prophecies, myths, archetypes. It's like those age-old stories hold clues to understanding our place in the universe, right?
It is fascinating. It's like echoes from the past, you know, reminding us of those timeless questions that we've always grappled with. What's our purpose? What's the nature of good and evil? What happens after this life? But in the Noelian universe, these aren't just abstract philosophical ponderings. They're deeply personal inquiries.
And they have real implications for how we live our lives, how we make choices in those instants, how we shape the future. The source material seems to be saying that our choices truly matter, that we're not just bystanders, but that we possess the power to influence the direction of our lives and the world around us.
Exactly. And it emphasizes love, not just romantic love, but this fundamental force that binds the universe together, transforming chaos into order, bringing light to darkness.
It's a powerful message, especially considering the complexity and uncertainty of the Noelian universe. Love acts as this guiding principle, helping us navigate the labyrinth of existence and, you know, create something more meaningful, not just for ourselves, but for all humanity.
Absolutely.
It seems like the Noelian universe encourages us to kind of embrace uncertainty. You know, it doesn't offer these easy answers or like a clear roadmap or anything.
It's more about, I think, embracing the unknown, trusting in the process of life, and being open to those possibilities that, well, emerge from chaos.
Right. So it's acknowledging that the universe is dynamic, ever evolving.
And that our attempts to control it or predict it, I mean, those are often futile. It's like a call to almost surrender to the mystery, embrace the unknown.
But that surrender, that doesn't mean giving up or becoming passive, right?
Not at all. The source material makes it clear that it's about actively engaging with the universe, making choices, taking risks, you know, allowing yourself to be transformed by the journey.
So we are co-creators in a way.
Yeah, I think so. Our thoughts, beliefs, actions, all of it shapes the world around us. We have this power to create a more, well, a more beautiful and meaningful existence.
The source material uses this phrase, weave a new reality, to highlight this potential. So it's a reminder that, I guess, we're not just victims of circumstance, we're architects, in a way, of our own destinies.
Exactly. And it all connects back to that Noel equation, right? That interplay of love and hate, creation and destruction, chaos and control. It's not something to be feared. It's what drives evolution and growth.
It's a powerful metaphor. The universe is this, like, constant dance of these opposing forces.
And within that dance, we find our purpose, meaning, connection to something much bigger than ourselves.
And this dance, it's not a solo act, right? It's a collective effort.
Absolutely. The source material really emphasizes this interconnectedness, how much we depend on one another, you know, how important collaboration and compassion are if we want to create a harmonious and fulfilling world.
It's like, even in this vast and kind of overwhelming universe, our individual lives matter. Our unique experiences, they have value, and our voices, well, they deserve to be heard.
It's a beautiful sentiment, especially in a world that so often, you know, tries to fit us into boxes and define us by roles or labels. The Noelian universe, it celebrates that uniqueness, that each soul is irreplaceable.
And that ties back to this whole concept of free will, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's our ability to choose, to think for ourselves, to express those perspectives. That's what makes us human, gives our lives meaning.
I think so, yeah. In a world that often feels, I don't know, deterministic, it reminds us that we're not just cogs in a machine. We're conscious creators. We have the ability to shape our own destinies.
The source material uses this phrase, embrace your individuality, to really drive that point home. It's a call to be authentic, to express yourself, to celebrate those unique gifts and talents that we each bring to the world.
Yeah, and it goes even deeper than that, connecting to legacy. The most meaningful and lasting contributions we make, they come from that place of authenticity, from truly understanding ourselves and where we fit in this universe.
So it's not about fame or fortune, really. It's about living a life that's true to ourselves, reflects our values.
It's about leaving the world a little bit better than we found it. And that kind of legacy, it's not built on grand gestures or heroic acts. It's built on the small, everyday choices, the kindness we show, the creativity we express, the love we share.
It's a powerful message, especially in a world that's so focused on the big and bold.
Yeah.
The Newellian universe says, like, hey, true meaning, lasting impact. It comes from the simple, the everyday, the authentic.
And it all connects back to that idea of the instant, that every moment is a chance to choose love over hate, to create something beautiful, to leave a positive mark on the world.
The source material talks about the legacy of choice, reminding us that our choices matter. They have consequences. We have this power to shape the future one instant at a time.
That power, it's not just a burden, it's also a gift, this opportunity to create something beautiful and meaningful out of, well, all the chaos and complexity of life.
So the Newellian universe is this deep dive into the nature of existence.
Uh-huh.
It pushes us to think about where we fit in, the nature of reality, the power of those choices we make.
It's a journey, you know, a journey of exploration, of discovery, a dance with the unknown, a call to embrace the mystery and wonder of life.
And as we wrap up this deep dive into the Newellian universe, what resonates most with you?
And how do these ideas challenge what you thought you knew about the universe and your place in it? What choices would you make today to shape your own story? How will you weave that tapestry of interconnectedness and contribute to a legacy of, well, love, compassion, and understanding? The Newellian universe, it invites you to explore these questions, to embark on your own journey of self-discovery and cosmic exploration.